We are beginning a new series, and it's like you mean it. So all of our seven purposes of our church, we've got to do all of these like we mean it. You're going to hear us say like you mean it a lot, a lot, a lot, because we need everybody to do everything that they're doing for Jesus like you mean it. And this morning, we're going to focus on belonging like you mean it. Does anybody know where in our church where the seven purposes are at? They're hanging up somewhere. Right out here in the foyer. So if you don't know our seven purposes, just look right there in the foyer. You can see a picture and the word above that. So we're going to focus on belonging this morning. We're going to have fun in this series, but we're also going to be real. And it, you know, and oftentimes it may get us where we're like, oh, that makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I really believe with my whole heart, and I like when I come to church and get offended. You know, we ain't talking about everybody gets offended. But I like coming to church and getting offended because there was one time that I got offended. And it was when a man of God was preaching the word to me, and it absolutely tore my life apart, told me I was worthless and I was dying and going to hell. But then he also told me about there was a Savior that was risen, and that offended me. But it offended me enough that it convicted my heart and drew me down to an altar prayer where I give my life to Jesus Christ and he saved me from a devil's hell. And I'm on my way to heaven because of what Jesus did. So we're going to get into this series. We're going to laugh. We're going to have fun. But we're going to be real because we're going to do all of this like you mean it. If you'll stand one more time for the reading of God's word, we're going to read in the book of Acts, the second chapter, starting in the 42nd verse here. And then we're going to dive right into this. It says here in the second chapter of the book of Acts, it says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us with once again. Lord, we understand this morning that we've got a great opportunity. Every individual that's here, wherever we stand with you, if there's lost here that need to be saved, Father, that you would convict their hearts and draw them down to an altar of prayer where they could be saved. Father, our lives, Lord, that you would just try our hearts, Lord, Father, and just show us the directions that each of us need to go, Lord Father, that we would live life to the fullest, Lord Father, and do the things, Lord, for your glory like we mean it. We understand the strict judgment upon our life of rightly dividing your word, and we accept that responsibility. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. So whether or not you want to admit it, you like to belong to something. Whether or not you want to admit it or not, you like to belong. I believe that God has created all of us with a sense of belonging. And I can even go back to the book of Genesis where God said himself, it's not good for man to be alone. So what that tell me, there's a belonging there. There's a sense of belonging in every one of us. We like to belong to things. And here's the thing. Either that energy can belong to something good or that energy can belong to something bad. But what people are worried about is, I want to belong to something. And it's our job as a church that we spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ so people can belong to God's church, because that is our goal, is spreading the gospel so others could be saved. That sense of belonging, it feels good down on the inside to belong to something. I just love to think about it, and I'm so passionate about this because in my life, God blessed me with a great opportunity to belong to something at a very young age, which I love, and it showed me a lot. And with it being, you know, the starting day of NFL football, okay, what better way? Yeah, Chase, you can clap. That's quite all right, buddy. He's right with me. What better way? I brought out my old football jersey. Hey, we used to show our belly, okay? Yeah, it's Steelwood. That's right. But I brought this out because it just – you know, when I found it in the bottom of a tote at the house, and I was just, you know, thinking about it, and I got out my Letterman jacket, and it had all these things over it, and, you know, I thought, I'll wear that Letterman jacket for the rest of my life. And after high school, it ended up in a box, you know. But there was a sense of belonging where I felt like, man, it was a great thing, because if you've ever been a part of any kind of team, you kind of took some pride in that. There was something about it that you just like, man, I take pride in this, and this is something that I want to walk around. I traded my Friday night lights in for my Sunday morning praise, okay? So God's blessed me to be able to, he called me into the ministry, and he gave me a passion, and I've used a lot of things that I learned in playing football, playing a sport. Well, I learned a lot about church from playing football. The sense of belonging, the sense of encouragement, accountability, challenging, those different kinds of things. And so why is belonging like you mean it important? There's a couple scriptures here, and then we've got a few other sentences here that we want to. Here's why it is important that we as God's people belong to something, belong to a local church, whether it be Living Water Church, whether it be First Baptist Church, First Church of God, whatever it is, we need to belong to a body of believers that is spreading the gospel to people in this world that are dying and going to hell. They need to hear the gospel. And I don't want to be ashamed. And when I'm wearing my jersey around, we don't need to be ashamed, but there's a sense of belonging that we need to encourage one another, that there's a good news to be told to the many people that's out here in this world. But in Ephesians 2:9, it says this. It says, So then, and this is why it's important to belong like you mean it. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So belonging, why it's so important. We belong, right here in the scripture, we belong in God's family around other believers. We belong in that. There's a sense we belong. There's what the word says here. So in Hebrews 10:24, it says this, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. We need encouragement from one another to grow spiritually. Sometimes you need a cheerleader to say, good job, way to read your Bible. Good job, way to live for the Lord, way to invite people. You need that encouragement. That's why it's important for you to belong like you mean it. And then in Galatians 6:1-2, it says this, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We need accountability. We need accountability to grow spiritually. There's a few other things, and if you've went through our classes 101 to 401, they hit these high points here, is Christ is present when we fellowship together, and you can find that in Matthew 18:20. And also, there's power when people pray together. You can find that in Matthew 18:19. And then belonging is a witness to the world. You can find that in the book of John. And 1 Peter 4:10, we are obligated to every other Christian. So there's a purpose. We just don't have it written on a board because it looked cool. We painted the board green and put it out there on the wall and just got a bunch of people together and said, that just looks good. We didn't do that, but that there was a purpose and a vision that was given of why this is so important, that you and I belong to a body of believers. I love Living Water Church. I love it. I love it. I love being a part of Living Water Church. I love bragging on Living Water Church. I love spreading the gospel at Living Water Church. They ask me, where you go to church? I love to say, I go to Living Water Church, because here's why I love that. It's not, well, you're the pastor, you're supposed to love that. No, from the very first time that I ever walked foot into this church, I felt there was three things that really stuck out to me. And it stuck out to me that people were going to challenge me here. I was going to be challenged here at Living Water Church. People were going to encourage me here. When I was down and just not in a good mindset, people were going to encourage me. And then there was something that really, they were going to hold me accountable. Hold me accountable. So we've got a body of believers that's going to challenge you here, that's going to encourage you, but guess what? They're also going to hold you accountable on the way that you live your life and you represent the team. They're going to hold you accountable for everything. So every word that you say, every time that you go out and you've got your shirt on and you're at a restaurant, people are watching you because you are a part of a body of believers, and then you are part of Living Water Church. So you represent Living Water Church. You represent the team. So with representing and belonging to a body of believers, you say, well, I never took membership there, and I'm just coming to Living Water Church. If God has sent you here, whether or not that you're a part of Living Water Church, and if this is where you're spiritually being fed by the Word of God, then this is where God has placed you, and you are a part of God's team. And it's important that we represent the team because there's a big responsibility on each and every one of our sobers. So belonging to something equals responsibility. And with responsibility, I'm going to ask you the question, how do you represent the team? Watch this video. Personal foul, Neil Payne. That is not how you represent the team. That is not how you represent the team. I think I'm just going to wear this all the time now. I'm just absolutely going to put a referee shirt on because some of us think it's appropriate at any time. And here's the thing. Here's the cue. Here's the kicker. I don't normally post something like this. Don't post it then. Anytime you have to start out with, I don't normally post something like this, that tells me it's not going to line up with the Word of God. Okay, it is not going to line up with the Word of God. And then all the audacity to put these little characters in there. Like people don't know what you're saying. They don't know what you're saying. So my thing, how do you represent the team? How do you represent the team? And here's another one. He had an LWC shirt on. Come on, man. An LWC shirt on. And don't get me on the football games that's been happening here lately. Man, I tell you, some of these parents, they just get so upset. But if you're going to get upset, come by and see me before you wear an LWC shirt, and I've got a stash of some other shirts that we might slip you, okay? If you're going to get upset out in public, if you're not going to tip like you should, and you're going to be mean to the waitress, and you're going to treat everybody with a hateful attitude, if you're going to go around your school being mean and hateful, please do not wear your LWC shirt. Because that is definitely, as a church, that is not how we belong. Each week I could go through, and I say each week because I wished it was like each month or every 6 months. There's always something on social media, and then the next day it's like, God bless you, here's some scripture to read. Cussing your neighbor out, here's the scripture, John 3:16. That is not how you represent the team. You know, my coach always said, he said, the way that you talk, walk, and act, you know what that does? The way you walk, talk, and act, you know what it does? It represents the coach and your team. It falls back on these. So if you're acting like a hoodlum out here and you're posting things on social media and if you've got your bumper sticker on and someone cuts you off, please, please, please do not extend arms. Please do not do that. Because guess what? That Living Water Church, it's just all about getting people in there and this and that. You know, I'm glad we have a house full of sinners, but we don't always have to act like it, okay? We don't always have to act like it. So there's a sense of belonging and a purpose of belonging. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to represent the team well. If I'd acted like that when I was a part of a football team, my coach would have come up and he'd have grabbed me. They used to be able to grab you by the helmet and slam you down. They used to be able to get pretty rough with you. Slam me down on the ground. Give me 20. Guess what? Give me your jersey. You don't even belong on this team anymore. That's what he said. You don't even belong. And do you represent the team well? Does people know your identity more with what you do in this world? Out here, the clubs and the groups that you belong, is your identity tied to those things? Or is it actually, I know that person. Well, that person goes to Living Water Church. So that person goes to church. That person talks about God. And I tell you, I am proud to be a member of Living Water Church. I am proud of that. And I want to talk about, where can you go to church at that you can hear the gospel? I'll say, go to Living Water Church. Because you'll hear the truth. We're not going to sugarcoat it for you. When I said some may get offended. They may get offended. But I've always found out, let the offended go and come on down to the altar and we'll just make it right and then we'll just march on. We'll march on. Here's what it says over here in 1 Corinthians 12, 21 and 27. It says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the hand cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Each one of us has a position. We all have a position on this team. So if I was going to kind of narrow this down in football terms, okay? I was going to narrow this down in football terms. I'd say, you know, we've got linemen, and I'm going to say that's our men of our church. We got linemen. Got some big old linemen. And I'll say, well, you know, you need a good quarterback. And when I say that, ultimately the coach is God. He's the one that's coaching us. He's the one that gave us a master playbook. He did. It's perfect. There's no flaws in it whatsoever. And, you know, it tells me more about myself than I know about myself. And if I've got a question about something, if I wonder, well, why all these things happening, I can find it in the Word of God. It's a perfect playbook. So the coach has given us a plan. Okay, and then the quarterbacks, I look at you pastors, okay? They're going out there to lead the team, calling the plays, and getting everybody lined up where they need to be. And I look at the backs. I look at our running backs as our teachers, as people that pour into teaching God's Word to people that come to Living Water Church. They just pour into it. And then I look at our receivers as everybody else that serves in any capacity whatsoever. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The one thing that really, really, really is hard, one of the hardest things is when the team just don't get along. You say, well, how do you deal with that if the team just don't get along? I'll tell you, there's times I walk into Pastor BJ's office and I'm just walking there and I'm like, got a problem. And then Pastor BJ stands up 6'4", and he said, what's the problem? And I say, nothing, praise God. And walk up on out of there. And I have met with multiple people. They's like, well, this person and that person. And my advice is if you can get over it, get over it. Get over it. There's no need to sit and drag it around because most of the time the other person that you're upset about, they're probably not even thinking about it anyway. The only one that you're damaging is yourself, and what it's going to do is you're not going to be able to represent the team well because you're going to walk around with a sour face saying, well, I'm not serving in that group, but so-and-so told me to do something. Well, guess somebody's going to have to tell you to do something because maybe, guess what? Maybe you ain't doing something. Somebody needs to tell you to do something. And then here's always, if you just can't get over it, I'll go back to the scripture, go to the person, talk to them. And if you can't get forgiveness, go grab somebody else, go back and talk to them again. And if they still won't forget you, knock a dust off your feet and walk on and serve Jesus for his kingdom, okay? There ain't no need of losing sleep over that stuff. There's not a need to lose any kind of sleep whatsoever over any of that stuff. You've got to represent the team well, and each one of you's got a position like we said. But here's the thing. I'm not going to be the praise and worship pastor of Living Water Church. First of all, have you heard me sing? That's not my position. I'm not going to stick someone, if I was coaching a football team, I'm not going to stick someone that's 5'2", weighs 115 pounds, as nose guard. Just not going to do it. I'm not going to stick someone that's got hands of stone out to a receiver and say, go deep. Let me pass it to you. Because what that does, if you organize a team like that, what that ultimately does, the team will not score, they'll fall apart, there'll be utter chaos, and when we begin to lose, what do people begin to do when they begin to lose? They begin to blame the coach, they begin to blame the quarterback, they begin to blame the lineman, and I tell you what, linemen, don't be giving any lookout blocks, okay? Your quarterbacks are trying hard. No lookout blocks. You guys know what a lookout block is? It's when you're upset at the quarterback and you just step to the side and say, "Look out!" Please don't do that to your pastors, okay? Don't do that at all. But the only way that you and I are going to be able to score in this thing is if we work together. We got to work together. We're a team. We belong together, and we need to belong to this team like we mean it. Did I always, when I was playing offensive tackle, did I always have it in my mind of the glory days that I could catch just as good as that person over there? Yeah, I thought that sometimes, but I couldn't run but a 5'4", okay, and that wasn't going to get me down the field real quick. So don't be trying to play someone else's position. Let them play their position, and you play the position that God has gifted you with. If you're good at teaching, come on, we need teachers. If you're good at greeting people, we need people on the greeting team. If you're good at building, we need people on the building team. If you're good at cleaning, everybody, I ain't good at cleaning. Not me. We always need people on the cleaning team. If you like to serve on Wednesday nights, we've got a spot for you. But the only way that this team is going to function is that if each one of us does the responsibility that we have. What's it require? Training. You're going to have to train. Good basketball players and football players and people that are athletic, you know, there's a lot of hard work that goes into that. Well, we want to see more people saved. Are you praying for that? I've got family members that don't go to church and I want to see them come to church. Are you praying for that? Because in the scripture it tells me that if we are praying together in unison with one another, big things are going to happen. Big things are going to happen. Well, let me throw this out there at you. You say, well, I belong to Living Water Church and I serve and I'm part of greeting team, and this is just total off of my mind, okay? There's nobody being pointed out here. Jeff Garrison. Nobody being pointed out here. But let me tell you something. Here's what I don't want you to overshadow and forget. Don't overshadow the fact, just because you say I belong to the church, or I'm serving in a church, or I greet people, or I try to lead a study or something like that. The first team that you need to belong to is Team Jesus. You can belong to every church here, and you can belong to this church, and First Baptist, and First Church of God, and a church over in another county, and church in another county, and church in another state. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not saved and born again, and a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, that He died for you, that He was resurrected on the third and appointed day, and that He's coming back to take us home, if you're not a part of God's church, then you're missing the point. You can serve all you want. You can be on the books at Living Water Church. It does not matter. If you do not know Jesus, it does not matter how many churches that you're a part of. Amen. Does not matter. The story is here is that we as God's people need to be ready at any time. We need to wear our jersey proud, and we need to step up and say, I'm ready to go out and to fight for the team. I'm ready to go out and get other people on board, because guess what? First of all, this is God's team. And second of all, this is God's church. It's not Pastor Grant's or Pastor BJ or Pastor John. This is not our church. We're a part of God's church here in this community. And I'm so glad that we're able to come together, because I'm going to tell you, when you got a big team, if you come from a 1A school and then all of a sudden you're playing a Trinity and your 1A school's running out there with 25 people and you're thinking, uh-oh, and then Trinity runs out with 150 football players and you're out on the field, automatically you're thinking, whoo, you're almost defeated before you ever take the first snap. Or some would say, well, I just don't like those big churches. It's just a big church. It's a big church. Well, guess what? Heaven's going to be big. Amen. It's going to be big. And here's my philosophy and thought on this, that the bigger that we can get, the bigger impact that we can make in this community. Because there's nearly 20,000 people still left in this community that don't go to church and that don't know Jesus. So get them in here. Let's get them in here. There's work to be done. We are a team. We've got special teams, offense, defense. And glory be to God, the Word of God says, the Lord is my defense. He's the ultimate protector of each and every one of us. Let's go out there and perform. Let's perform. Let's quit thinking about it. Let's act like we mean it. Let's belong like we mean it. If you're proud to be a Living Water Church, man, you ought to tell the world about it. Tell the world about it. Come and hear the gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ. You'll be able to feel Him down in your heart and soul. Man, just the emotion and the feeling, I get so fired up when I think about the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords coming down for you and I, and He died for us to give us life eternally. You're talking about scoring a touchdown, man. I'm a winner. Not because anything that I did or what I belong to, but because of what Jesus did. Oftentimes, we get too caught up in the details of things. Well, I've got a Bible study to do. I don't have time to do that. We get caught up in the details of all the things that go on here at Living Water Church. You know, there's a lot of ministries. And it's usually weekly or monthly. Somebody else, well, I think we ought to do this. I'm like, man, if God's leading you to do that and it lines up with us, let's do it. You need to do it. Everybody here, you know what you are? You are a link. And I'm going to use Adam as my pawn here, okay? So, Adam, if I give you this link, and I said, Adam, go out there. Would you go tow my truck with that link out there and pull it over to the other side? It's died on me. Would you be able to do much with that link? Wouldn't be able to do much at all, would you? Because one link, you ain't going to be able to make an impact or move anything or do any kind of physical labor with one link. But by golly, I'll tell you what, ooh, it's a different shaped link. Yeah, because we're all unique in God's way. I may not be able to teach, but I can pray. I may not be able to greet, but I can clean. I may not be able to preach, but I can serve in the cafe. Each one of you are unique in your own way. And when you start putting a bunch of misfit links together, all of a sudden that chain begins to get a little stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And if I had 200 links to this and pitched it to Adam and said, could you go move my truck with this chain? He'd look at me and say, yeah, now we can do some work. Church, I'm charging you this morning. Your pastors are charging you this morning. Let's get down in the trenches. And let's begin to pray and let's begin to come that chain that forms together, that team that's unison together, that when we take the field and we go out to battle, that each and every one of us knows our responsibility, knows who we're supposed to be blocking, knows which hole that we're supposed to run in, knows where we need to pass the ball, that everybody knows their responsibility. Because when we do that, guess what happens? I said first service, I remember Brother Johnson being baptized. You guys remember that? That was a glorious time. I remember taking Chase into the water and getting baptized. You remember that? I remember an ordination that we had. Pastor BJ was blessed and his family to come. Man, you remember that? Quit worrying. worrying about the fumble. God's doing great things at Living Water Church. And he's allowing us as a church to affect this community in a positive way. Quit focusing on, well, we didn't make but 2 yards that time. Guess what? We made 2 yards. We made 2 yards. Each Sunday, I would love to see somebody go to the water, somebody go to the water, somebody go to the water, somebody come down and go from death to life because of what Jesus done. But it's going to take each and every one of you. It's all often said like this: you're only as strong as your weakest link. And when you are evaluating yourself and a part of this team, are you a weak link? Are you saying, no, I'm in this thing because I'm in it. I belong to this thing, and I'm going to do it like I mean it. And if you'll do it like you mean it, great things will happen in your life. And ultimately, great things will happen for the kingdom of God. Because people will start to come. When people begin to pray together, things begin to happen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us with. Each and every one of us here, Lord, are a crucial part to this team that you've put together here in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. From the people that serve in the cafe, to our teachers, to the people that greet, to the people that build, to the people that teach, to the people that preach, Lord. To the people that do the technology, the ones that sing in the praise band, everyone here is unique, and you've uniquely put us together during this journey alive, not just to sit here on to fill a seat up, but God, to make an impact for your kingdom, that those 20,000 or so people that are unchurched or that don't know you, God, that they would be able to belong to something, because every individual here this morning has a longing to belong. And there may be someone here, Father, that doesn't belong to you. And we're asking you to deal with their hearts as we as the church become that chain that you need us to be, that we're able to pray someone in this morning, that they might ultimately accept you as their personal Savior. God, help us to do our responsibility and our job. And it's a big responsibility, and the only way that we'll be able to do that is by your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand, respond, don't be the missing link this morning. If you're lost and need to be saved, come on down, let's have a talk this morning, and we'll pray about it.